If you're feeling nickeled and dimed everywhere you go, listen up. We've got some ways to avoid lots of pesky fees on things like travel and tickets.
Oh, good. Kiplinger Personal Finance Editor Janet Bodner joins us now to talk about it. Hiya, Janet.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So what can we do to save money when it comes to entertainment at home, at a concert, or at a ball game?
Well, if you have cable and you get your cable delivered via a modem, you don't need to rent that modem, which is typically going to cost you $7 a month up to $84 a year. You can simply go out and purchase one for the cost of a year's worth of fees, and after that, you're going to be home free. So that's one thing to do to cut down the cable bill, which, of course, everyone worries about and complains about when it comes in the mail. And as for tickets, that's really interesting. You know, you order something from tickets from a place like Ticketmaster, and they're going to add all sorts of fees, perhaps a credit card processing fee, an order processing fee, a facilities fee, et cetera, et cetera. And it's hard to escape that. One thing you can do is pick up your tickets at the will call window, which can avoid not all, but at least some of the fees. Or if you're going to take mail delivery, just get standard delivery because you probably won't be charged for that. But if you want something, you know, faster than that, that's going to cost you more.
All right. Well, I was on vacation recently, and boy, I heard the folks grumble about airline fees. What can we do to avoid these fees this summer?
Boy, where to start? We actually have 33 pesky fees on our website, kip.kiplinger.com, which will, solve a lot of your problems. But just briefly here with travel fees, one thing with airline fees, one of the most annoying fees is obviously the luggage fees. And it's hard to avoid those unless, of course, A, you fly on an airline that doesn't charge fees, for example, like a Southwest, or B, if you're going to be charged, some airlines now are charging to actually take your bags on the plane. But we have a couple of interesting websites. One is called jack2go.com. What they specialize in, get this, it's travel vests with a lot of pockets, so you can stuff your little treats, your snacks in the pockets, and maybe even fit in a pair of PJs. So if you're going on a short trip, maybe you don't have to carry any bags at all.
That sounds really good. In 20 seconds, can you tell us about buying or renting a car?
Oh, yeah. The big fee, the thing people need to know, the big fee is collision damage waiver. That's the insurance that you'll be asked to purchase when you rent a car. If you already drive a car, if you already have insurance, you are covered. You do not need that. And your credit card may pick up some of the incidentals, perhaps your deductible or some other charges. That's worth checking out with your credit card company. But if you've got insurance, you don't really need to buy the CDW.
All right. Great stuff. Thanks, Janet.
Oh, my pleasure.
Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance.